Chapter 60, The Oven Maker. Baruch HaVyejin studied day and night. When he needed money to survive, he entered the forest near Smila and chopped wood. He carried the bundles back and sold them as firewood. He paid close attention to the activities of Nachum, the tzedakah collector. He often watched the poor man daven in the Beis Medrash. He was impressed by the serious and sincere way in which Nachum recited his daily tefillos. Nachum's other activities also showed signs of great Yiras Shemayim and a remarkable degree of Avas Yisrael. One bitterly cold winter night, Baruch finally discovered Nachum's secret. Outside, the rain came down in torrents. A fierce wind forced its way through the cracks and entered the Beis Medrash with an alarming, shrieking sound. Suddenly, the door flew open, and in walked Nachum, soaked to the skin. He huddled in one of the corners of the room, and Baruch immediately sensed that he was very upset. Baruch drew close to ask him what had happened, and realized that Nachum was crying bitter tears. Baruch assumed that Nachum was facing a terribly difficult situation. His heart melted with pity for the poor man. He sat beside him and placed an encouraging hand on Nachum's bent shoulder. At first, Nachum tried to avoid Baruch's questions, but he eventually gave in to Baruch's kindness and concern. "Have you heard what happened to Rabbi Yosef, the oven builder, and his family?" he asked Baruch in a choked voice. He looked up at his young friend with red eyes and a face soaked with tears. Baruch recognized Rabbi Yosef by sight, but he knew nothing else about him. People generally referred to him as Yosel, the oven maker, not Rabbi Yosef. No one in Smila would ever dream of adding the title Reb to the oven maker's name. He was considered one of the most uneducated, simple-minded, and least respectable people in town. He was one of a group of simple workers who sat at the far side of the Beis Medrash during davening and to whom hardly anyone paid the slightest attention. In fact, people remembered that Yosef and his fellows existed only when they needed some work done. "No one in this town knew who Reb Yosef really was," cried Nachum in distress. "Who he was?" Baruch repeated in surprise. "Yes, he passed away suddenly this morning," sobbed Nachum. "He was only 58 years old. He left his poor wife and daughter alone. They have nothing left but tears and sighs. They do not have a penny to their name." Between his sobs, Nachum continued, "The people who live in this town have absolutely no idea who he truly was. He was a tzaddik, a hidden tzaddik. He gave all his money away to the poor. He did it in such a clever way that even the poor people themselves had no idea where the money was really coming from. He never went to sleep at night if he had more money than was necessary for his most basic needs. He was a man of true kindness, and he did it all so modestly, so humbly, you cannot begin to imagine." Nachum buried his face in his hands and wept like a small child. "You should just see his house," he wailed. "Such terrible poverty, so run down and wretched. The walls are crumbling, the windows are broken, and his poor widow and orphan do not even have money to buy food. They certainly can't afford firewood to warm their home in this freezing weather. Ay, what a tragedy!" Baruch listened to Nachum in growing astonishment. The poor man was not crying bitterly about his own problems, but about the sad fate of another Jew and his family. He was impressed that a person could be so truly heartbroken for someone else's difficulties. Baruch was also struck by another idea. If nobody in town, except for Nachum, knew that Rabbi Yosef was a tzaddik in disguise, then clearly Nachum himself was also a special person. By revealing the truth about Rabbi Yosef the oven maker, Nachum had broken his own disguise. Baruch was now certain that the pauper was a hidden tzaddik. "Well, we can't leave them like that," Baruch replied. "Let's go and bring them some firewood to warm their home." Nachum's eyes lit up with delight, as if Baruch had suggested the most brilliant plan. Baruch still had one bundle of firewood in the small room at the end of the Beis Medrash. He raised it onto his shoulder, and the two of them set out for Rabbi Yosef's home. The rain had stopped by then, but the bitter wind continued to strike their faces as they walked, and it chilled them to the bone. Rabbi Yosef's widow and daughter could not find enough words to thank Nachum and Baruch. Their frigid home was soon warm and cozy. Even more pleasant was the thought that someone in the world had actually thought about them and cared enough to do something for them. They felt encouraged and smiled weakly despite the great sadness that they felt that day. Throughout the Shiva for Rabbi Yosef, Nachman Baruch arranged a minyan in the oven maker's home. The Jews of Smilla were not interested to visit the rundown home of the pitiful oven maker. They did not think it worth their time and effort, but did so only because Baruch and Nachum begged them to do this great mitzvah in honor of their departed neighbor. If only they had known who Rabbi Yosef was, they would have hurried to pay their respects. They would have been eager to care for his widow and daughter. Nachum, however, warned Baruch that Rabbi Yosef did not want his secret to be given away. He had served Hashem as a hidden tzaddik his entire life, and he wished to remain that way even after leaving this world. Now that they shared such a special secret, Nachum the Pauper and Baruch Aviyajin became close friends. Despite the great difference in age, they developed a firm and comfortable relationship. Eventually, Baruch felt brave enough to inform Nachum that he realized he was a hidden tzaddik. He did this by turning to him one day and asking him to explain a difficult teaching in the Zohar that he was struggling to understand. He was certain that Nachum was a tzaddik and that after reviewing the section, he would be able to solve the difficulty. To Baruch's surprise, Nachum did not have to review the teaching before replying. He immediately explained the entire section with ease, as if he had only just finished studying it. Clearly, Nachum was an expert in Kabbalah. Baruch now felt the deepest respect and awe for this great tzaddik and mekubal. After Baruch had spent a long time learning in Smilla, Nachum suggested that he marry the daughter of the departed tzaddik, Rabbi Yosef the oven maker. "I know her, and I know you as well. I believe that you are made for each other," explained the hidden mekubal to his surprised young friend.